It's time now for a good old gospel song.
Play me some gospel music. Sing me a good old gospel song with a message that's true for me and for you and words we can all sing along.
Hello, I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to stay tuned for the next 30 minutes for a fresh look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our musical heritage.
Song like there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, just as I am.
And now, here's today's good old gospel song.
Come on and play me some gospel music. Come on and sing me a good old gospel song. Singing Jesus loves me and some false harmony. And you've got a good old gospel song.
Welcome to a special edition of the Good Old Gospel Song Radio Broadcast, a musical look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our Christian musical heritage. You are listening to the song Stars and Stripes Forever. This 4th of July marked the 244th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence and the 244th birthday of our nation. The preamble of the Declaration of Independence states, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." Here's a song that depicts our liberty in America and our liberty in Christ, thanks to the cross and the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
In New York Harbor stands a lady with a torch raised to the sky, and all who see her know she stands for liberty for
you.
The stirring words of the Declaration of Independence were designed to convince Americans to put their lives on the line for the cause. Separation from the mother country threatened their sense of security, economic stability, and identity. The preamble sought to inspire and unite them through the vision of a better life. We were headed to be the land of the free. Here is the song, Land of the Free, and it will be followed by the song, In the Land of the Free.
In the land of the free. banner proud and high, so that all the world can see that so many lives were lost. Someone had to pay the cost for the land of the free. Same persecution, they mocked his holy name. God's only Son crucified, willing to suffer and die upon a tree, so the child of God could see heaven, land of the free. In the land of the free, Jesus won the victory. Christ became the sacrifice for salvation full and free. We must hold his banner proud and high, so that all the world can see that there is an empty cross. Jesus had to pay the cost for the land of the free. We must hold his banner proud and high, so that all the world can see that there is an empty cross. Jesus had to pay.
Near the end of the Declaration, it states that these United Colonies are, and of right, ought to be free and independent states. It declares a complete break with Britain and its king and claims the powers of an independent country. Here is the song, This is My Country, as sung by the U.S. Air Force Band and the Singing Sergeants. It will be followed by the song, This Land is Your Land.
What difference if I hail from north or south, or from the east or west? My heart is filled with love for all of these. I only know I swell with pride, and deep within my breast I thrill to see your glory made complete. Thank you.
From that early beginning, a new nation arose that Abraham Lincoln stated were dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. The Pledge of Allegiance states that we are one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Here's the song, The Pledge of Allegiance. It will be followed by the song, Still One Nation Under God.
In a Midwestern town, children form a parade with a flag bearer leading the way. Farmers and teachers, the old and the young, lift together their voices to say,
I pledge my allegiance to the grand old flag and the promise of hope from sea to sea. Under God, one nation, undivided, we will stand, lift the banner of liberty.
It's the final kickoff for the NFL, and the stadium is packed with screaming fans. All the banners are flying, the color guards advance. Like a wave, silence moves through the stands.
I pledge my allegiance the grand old flag and the promise of hope from sea to sea. Under God, one nation, undivided, we will stand, lift the banner of liberty.
Men have no homes, where the powerless are yearning to breathe free. May we fight for justice till there's justice.
Close their doors to truth and right. there's still a faithful band holding forth the light. Oh yes, we're still one nation under God.
One nation is still standing. Every day,
Christian men and women of every race stand against the odds they daily face.
That's why we're still one nation under God.
It's true that darkness fills our land, but we must somehow take a stand against those who say God has no place in our nation. But in spite of that darkness, God's Spirit remains in every child of God who bears His name. And we will go home still trusting in our God.
One nation is still standing where people kneel and pray. One gospel still resounding in this country every day.
Christian men and
women of every race
stand against the
odds they daily face. That's why we're still one nation under God.
From the mountains the prairies to the oceans white with foam. God bless America. We're still one nation under God. Still under God.
Freedom was being birthed into a new country. Freedom to worship, speak, report the news. The Bible was a major source of realizing that through Christ we have freedom. The Great Awakening opened the eyes of the colonists to the salvation and freedom in Christ. Here's the song Freedom, and it will be followed by the song Blood Bought My Freedom.
This world where you've been living, you have lived for much too long, and your life has lost its sunshine, and your heart has lost its song. You have made your life a prison with a wall so big and wide, and you left the Lord outside. Freedom, freedom is yours for the asking. Jesus is waiting to make you free. love will take you where walls can't separate you, and you shall be free when the truth makes you free. You have made yourself a prisoner of a world you won't let go, and the walls rise up around you, and each day they upward grow. Look above, the sun is shining, there's a bright new world above. It is God's world of freedom and love. Freedom, freedom is yours for the asking. Jesus is waiting to make you free. His love
free. Blood falls. freedom, someone had to die. Someone freely took my place. Blood was the price, the supreme sacrifice. Someone died that we might be free. Jesus died that we might be free.
Yes, blood bought my freedom. Someone had to die. The heart cry of America was to be free, and the heart cry of God is that you will be free in Christ through His death, burial, and resurrection. Here's the song, Let Freedom Ring, followed by the song, I'm Free.
Deep within the heart has always known that there's freedom somehow breathed into the very soul of life. The prisoner, the powerless, the slave have always known it. There's something that keeps reaching for the sky. And even life begins because a baby fights for freedom. And songs we love to sing have freedom's theme. Some have walked through fire and flood to find a place of freedom, and some faced hell.
and search for life's meaning. Enslaved by this world and my greed, within the dark of my prison was open, and love and the ransom was paid. House free, I'm free from the fear of tomorrow. I'm from the guilt of the past, for I've traded my shackles for a glorious song. I'm free, praise the Lord.
Time for our story behind the song. The writing of this patriotic hymn came about because a friend of Samuel Smith had some old German songs. He couldn't read German, but knew that Samuel could. One night, as Samuel Smith was going through the music and the words, he came across a score of music that inspired him. He translated the words and found that they were patriotic in nature, so he wrote patriotic words about America to put to the music. It was sung publicly the first time the next 4th of July in 1831. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside let freedom ring. The last verse begins with, our fathers, God to thee, author of liberty, to thee we sing. And it ends with, protect us by thy might, great God and King.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing.
Thank you for being with us for this episode of A Good Old Gospel Song. I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to join us again next week for another 30 minutes of our hymns, gospel songs, and musical heritage. A Good Old Gospel Song is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.